Alderman Mike Wiese, a couple of big things in a long meeting, but first of all, the apartment complex, it did not fly through very well at all, did it?
It did not, and I think there were a lot of concerns that people had, not only citizen residents and some landlords, but the councilmen as well. There was it's a very large project and a very small parcel. They're looking to put a five-story building, which is not anywhere near that area, and they didn't provide, in my opinion, ample parking. They're having 180-some beds, but only providing 73 parking spots. And then they tried to tweak it up, saying, well, we got 11 bike spots and two moped spots for 182 people. That was not appropriate. The other thing that was a big concern was the $500,000 in TIF financing. And I voted against that as well, and I'm glad that that failed. If someone wants to do a development like that, where they're not really creating the jobs, they're not contributing much to the community at large, to the taxpayers, I don't think they should be doing it with taxpayer money. I think they should do it on their dime.
One of the things I noticed early in this process was that the project was on Division Street, a major business street, and it's entirely residential. I thought when the first design would come out, the first floor might be business, and then anything above that might be residential. What did you think?
Well, and that's not a bad way to look at it. We have to deal with what we're proposed. The proposal that was handed to us did not include any of that business. I think that would have probably added some incentive for some people to vote in favor of it, whether it be the TIF financing or a reduction in the number of parking spots. I think it's a pretty decent location for student housing, being that they won't have to cross the main thoroughfare of Business 51. They're close to campus. They're close to other resources. But I just think they were really trying to squeeze 182 students to maximize their profit and not provide ample parking or green space for those students.
Do you think this project is dead, or do you think the developer might come back with an alternative plan?
The developer could certainly come back with an alternative plan. I can't speak for the developer. I would guess that based on the statements, he said it wasn't financially feasible without the TIF funding and was really impractical physically with the amount of parking spots that we require. So I would chance a guess to say that it's probably dead. But that being said, anyone can come up to us with a project at any time. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that it could come back in a different form and hopefully something a little more palatable.
There have been several good developments on that side of town, but this is now what the second one that has fallen apart. The old Cooper property has had one or two different projects, and they've both gone nowhere.
Well, and that's a different project. That is a vacant site, sitting doing nothing. There's no active business on that site at all. I was really looking forward to the class properties to come forward with a project. Their hang-up, I believe, was the number of jobs we required them to create, and that was based on what their comments were. This one is a little bit different because there is currently a successful business there. The motel is operating, and it's operating making money from what I understand. It's not dilapidated, abandoned, or falling apart. As a matter of fact, it's assessed at over $500,000. So they're two different things. And the housing project, I think, failed on the other side of the street, the former Cooper Motor site, again, because it was a big project. There were safety concerns with having that amount of students crossing that main thoroughfare of Business 51 and that corridor being unsafe. I mean, we're looking at spending millions of dollars to reconstruct that area because we've, by our own admission, have admitted that it's not safe. So I think it was justified in that regard to shoot down the housing project there.
Anyone add?
No, and that housing project also wanted TIF money. But the Klesinski Properties Group came back and they wanted to turn it into businesses, creating jobs effectively. And I think it's in the taxpayers' interest if we can create jobs using that TIF incentive as opposed to just swapping housing from one part of town to another.